Prologue. I swear to you on the Holy Quran, there has never been another woman like Pari Khan Khanum. A princess by birth, a strategist by the age of 14, fierce but splendid in her bearing. A master archer, an almsgiver of great generosity, and a protector of prostitutes. A poet of uncommon grace, the most trusted advisor to a Shah, and a leader of men. Do I exaggerate? Like a court historian writing flowery panegyrics to a leader in the hope of being rewarded with a robe of honor? No such gift is forthcoming, I assure you. I am a man without a protector. I wrestled over whether to attempt this work, since I am neither biographer nor historian. Despite the danger, the ignorance of the men around me compels me to set down the truth about the princess. If I refuse this task, her story will be misrepresented or distorted to become a tool of those in power. Court historians report only the best known facts about how royal women have led troops into battle, deposed shahs, killed their enemies, and thrust their sons into power. They are forbidden from observing the lives of these women directly, and therefore must rely on rumors and invention. As Pari's closest servant, I not only observed her actions but carried out her orders. I realized that upon my death, everything I know about her would disappear if I failed to document her story. But I must proceed in the greatest of secrecy. If this book were discovered by the wrong men, I could be executed, for I have committed monstrous deeds and made mistakes that I would prefer not to reveal. Although what man hasn't? Man is flawed by his very nature. His ears hear only what they wish. God alone knows the absolute truth. Perhaps, now that I think of it, I exaggerate slightly in saying that Pari was the only woman of her kind. She came from a dynasty that bred valiant women, starting with her grandmother, Tajlu Khanum Mausalu, who had helped elevate her own 10-year-old son, Tahmosp, to the throne. And her aunt, Mohin Banu, who advised Tahmosp until she died. By then, Pari was 14, and wise enough to take Mohin Banu's place, and she reigned unchallenged as her father Tahmosp's advisor above and beyond his wives until his death almost 14 years later. But Pari's deeds outshone those of her foremothers, and her boldness knew no bounds. When I think of her, I remember not only her power, but her passion for verse. She was a poet in her own right, and lavished silver on the poets she admired, keeping bread and salt on their tables. She had read all the classics and could recite long sections from them. Of the books of poetry she loved, a single tome stood out above others, the Shahnameh, or Book of Shahs, in which the great poet Ferdowsi recounted the passions and struggles of hundreds of Iranian rulers. During the time I served her, one story from that great book, about the usurper Zahak and the hero Kaveh, guided our thoughts, directed our actions, and even invaded our dreams, so much so that I sometimes wondered if the story was about us. We turned to it for advice, wept over it in despair, and drew comfort from it in the end. It guides me still, as I celebrate Pari for the sake of generations to come.